Blog Talk Radio.
Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff. And the chaff is like things that you see blowing in the wind, which the wind driveth away. Where, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Amen for that. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Maybe that's why God sent me back. I don't know, because I fell out. No. Let me just say this. Try to live for what's in the Bible. You may not like it, and you may not want to do it, but you believe in God, so you do it. You know that if it's wrong, it may have consequences. We will have consequences. But try to do what is right in the way of what the Lord has said to us, what our Heavenly Father, what Jesus has said to us. Now, I am going to say a prayer, but I also am going to turn to where I left off, and that's in Numbers chapter 25, I believe. I will get there in a minute. Just bear with me. Just have patience with me. Oh, I was just there a moment ago. I tell you, the devil has been attacking. Satan is always riding me. For some reason why, he likes me. Because he wants me to follow him. And I don't want to follow him. I pledge my loyalty to my Father in heaven who delivered me so many times out of wrongdoing. I have found it just now. And now I will say a little prayer to you. You remember when I read in Exodus 19, I told you it says that we are a peculiar treasure upon all the people of the world. He just chose us. Maybe that's why the devil is attacking me so hard. That's found in Exodus 19, chapter 3, verse 8, where it talks about, of all the people, we are a peculiar treasure. And the devil or Satan does not want us to know that. The white man wants to think he is the peculiar treasure. That's one of the reasons why he didn't allow us to read for many years. He didn't want, and just God had chosen me to feed his sheep. And the only way I thought I could do it was by radio. And there is on the internet a thing that's called blog, a program that's called Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, and that's where I have my program so that I can speak with many sheep. I want you all to turn your at Numbers. It says today's lesson would be in Numbers 22, but I am in Numbers 25, verse 19. So that's where I want you to turn. And right now, I want to say a quick prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, Father, which art in heaven, I just want to thank you for all the things that you have done for me and my people of this world. I thank you for restoring us and bringing us back into what the Bible says. everyone, I tell you to read your Bibles. I ask that you do that. And I would not have known that of all the people special to our Father in heaven. Now, I am going to read in verse 25 some of the sins that we have committed, and they should not have done that. And they are punished. We are punished for this reason. They did not obey our Father. And they know that. I have read to you. Oh, I'm getting off my prayer, Father. But I apologize for that. Thank you for believing in us and showing your love for us, even though we were obedient in our obedience. Some of them were. They are. But you love us anyway, and you are about to show it, I believe. I just want to thank you for giving us a sound, sane mind. Oh, God, I'm having the best of you. In good health, Satan has tried several times to take my health. But I have to tell him that. For we are healed by your stripes. We are healed. And then I step him under my feet. I hope that some of your sheep who are listening understand what I have just said. I stop Satan under my feet every time. I understand that you say the prayers of a righteous avail much. He says, I must be righteous because he won't leave me alone. And I have asked him to. That's why I am stuffing him under my feet every time. I ask that you always bless me, Father, for following you. I don't want anything to do with Satan. Satan should be dumb and not understand. But I know that he is slick. He is slick. And I want all you sheep to realize that Satan will trick you and fool you into things unbeknowingly. You think it's the right thing to do, but it is not. According to the Bible, you should read your Bible. That's just like women wearing pants all the time. The Bible says that. I don't know where it is. I think it's somewhere in the book of Deuteronomy. And after we finish reading in the book of Numbers, I am going into Deuteronomy. Women are not supposed to wear things that pertain to a man. And I have gotten off of that prayer. Excuse me again, Father. Thank you for saving us from natural disasters as well as blessing us from not having chemical disasters. We appreciate you, Father, and we thank you for all the things that you've done, especially with good health and a sound mind and prosperity. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I think I should tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I want you all to know that the Bible tells you that Sabbath is the only day. Remember and keep holy. That's the Sabbath, a Saturday. But most of you follow what Constantine said. The Pope Constantine, you keep Sunday, the first day of the week, as your holy day. You are not following what Jesus said. You're following what the laws of the Christian people say. And they are out of, I'm really going to say Rome, Italy, wherever the Catholic Church is, that's what you're following. Stop it. I'm just going to tell you, stop it and read the Bible for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I also want you to know that the Sabbath is on Saturday and is observed from Friday evening until Saturday evening. I also ask that your sheep have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down some Bible references or scriptures that I may state to you. I want to say this is a Sabbath school lesson, but and that's because I started out in the Baptist church, but I left and I went to a Baptist church, another Baptist church that I left at. Well, let me find out where I am supposed to read. I had found it earlier, and now carrying my pages. Maybe God will help me. I know that He will help me. Now, I am going to read verse 25 over, starting at the beginning, and hopefully prove that. And when I say He, I'm talking about my Father in heaven. Turn your Bibles to Numbers chapter 25, and I will begin reading from verse 1. Read along with me. I thank you all for doing that. And Israel abode, that means stayed or lived, in Shittim, Shittim. I will pronounce it as Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Now, they were not supposed to do that. You act like you don't know the Bible. You're not supposed to have women outside of your race. And the reason why, because you have the holy seed. Read Ezra chapter 9. You're not supposed to share that seed with them or anyone that is not of the black race. You black men and women who are having those of the white race, you're not supposed to do that. Read your Bible so you can understand and try to follow it so that you will probably be saved when our Father comes in and say, get us, because if you look around at what is going on in the world, it's dangerous out there. It's really dangerous. And I'm going to tell you to read, is it Matthew 25? Oh my goodness. Let me just turn there for a moment. Hold on, sheep. To read Matthew chapter 24. And you can start at Matthew 24, verse 1. But in particular, I want you to read verse 4 through verse 13. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 25. Not Matthew 25, Numbers 25. And I'll start reading it. Verse 2, and God says that the writer of this book says that they began in whoredom. Of course, we read about Balak last two times, and I hopefully finished that. So that's why I'm going to chapter 25. we're no longer reading about Balak and Balaam. Balaam was a prophet, was a sorcerer, and he was sent. He was called by Balak to put a curse on the children of Israel, but he didn't. His curse turned into a blessing, and that's what I want you to remember from last from chapter 22. Let's go to verse 2, chapter 25, where I am now, and read on and not continue to interrupt myself. I must tell you what the Lord wants you to know. And they called the people unto sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And I remember reading to you all, see, that you're not to bow down to anyone but the God of the Hebrews, the black God. That's who you're to bow down to. Stop trying to follow Constantine by changing the laws in the Catholic Church. Stop it. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. That's the devil. That's a devil worship thing. They did everything differently from our father. And it makes me think of our Constitution of the United States, where men are married men and women are married women, but they cannot produce, they cannot reproduce. Verse 3, and Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the angel of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Why you want to make our father angry against you? We are the true Israelites. That's why they're killing up our children. And the guy put the man in the headlock in New York where he said he can't bring killing up our babies. And we have not fought back. I do not advocate that. But when we do, you know who to kill first. The ones that are given authority or the false sense of authority they are given. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun. Anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of the men that were joined unto Baal Peor. Did you hear that consequence? That consequence was to kill all the men that were joined to Baal Peor. Because the devil was saying, yeah, they do worship bad things. Verse 6, and behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto the brethren a Midianite with this woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the Lord. Let me read that again. I'm in verse 6. And you see, read along with me. Hopefully I will finish this before my time is up because I keep interrupting myself. Verse 6. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto the brethren a Midianish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 7, and when Phinehas, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went. That's a consequence of having that million mesh woman in the congregation of the Israel. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. What do you think he did with it? Now let me tell you in verse 8. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent, thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through the belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Now that's a harsh consequence, but they both, she was there to spread a plague, and he came right in my eyes to thrust him through. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, and wrath is anger from the children of Israel. While he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, said the Lord, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God. Amen. Right on, Phinehas. Thank you for doing that and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now, the name of Israel was slain. Even that was slain. The Midianite woman, the Midianite-ish woman, was Zerah, the son of Salu, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. And the man, excuse me, she was reading it under verse 15. And the name of the Midianite was slain was Cozbi, C-O-Z-B-I, the daughter of Zer. He was the head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spake, unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianish and smite them, and they vex you. Verse 18, and they vex you with their wiles, wherefore they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor, worshiping the devil, or worshiping ungodly things and thinking it's right. The men that killed them both, those people that were trying to seduce, and in the matter of Cozbi, she was trying to seduce you, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. See, ungodly that he did that, but he did right. And because he did right, we do not have to be seduced or have the consequence of sin. And the consequence of sin was having the plague that Israelite man that I read to you about, he was thrust through. And I thank God for that man for killing him, because we did not have to the consequence of that sin was a plague. We did not have it. Now let's go into verse 26, and I will read as much of it as I possibly can, and forgive me for the pronunciation of some of these words that I will speak unto you. You read the Bible for yourself, and then you speak the words that I cannot pronounce for yourself. I will try to pronounce them, but I know that I don't know those words. I will try. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the high priest, saying, take the son congregation of the children of Israel, oh, that's a census, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them, plain of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upwards, as the Lord commanded to Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt, Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hitchcock, of whom coming Paulo, the family of the Paulonites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, and Carmi, the family of the Carmonites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that are numbered of them were 43,730. The son of Palu, Elab, and the son of Elab, Nimuel, and Dathan, and Abram. This is the Dathan and Abram, which were famous in the congregation, whom strove against the Lord. Well, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died. One time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Hopefully she will remember that a few lessons ago, maybe six, I talked to you about Korah going against Moses and Aaron, and our father showed him who he chose to do his business. Korah was thinking that everyone should do what Moses shouldn't do, all the work by himself. Well, Moses and Aaron, but our Father wanted Moses to do what he had been doing. Now, well, in verse 11 of chapter 26, notwithstanding the children of Korah died not, the sons of Simeon, after the family of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jasmin, the family of Jamanites, of Jakin, the family of the Jainites, and Zera, the family of Zeranites, of Shaul, the family of the Shumites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. These are the children of Gad, after their families, the of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Hagar, the family of the Haganites, of Shimni, the son of the Shunites, of Oznai, the family of the Ornites, of Uri, the family of the Eranites, Aaron, the family, verse 17, in Arad, the family of Arades, of Arad, the family of Arites, the family of the, verse 18, these are the families of the children of Gad, according to the, that were numbered, of 1,500. Then the sons of Judah were Er and Onan, and Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shelah, the families of the Shelonites, Perez, the family of the Peronites, of Zerah, the family of the Zeranites, and the family of Perez were of Hezron, the family of Hezronites, and Hamu, the family of the Hamulonites. These are the families of Judah according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. Now let me go back up to verse 19, where it talks about Er and Onan. They died because in Canaan, and we read that, I hope I remember correctly, that they offered strange fire unto the Lord. So they died. And the strange fire, he didn't tell them to do what they had done. They offered at their own will. That's why they messed up. Let's get back to verse 21. So I think it might be verse 22. Well, let me get that back to verse 21. And the sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of Hezron, Hezronites, and the family of the Hamanites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. Of the sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolanites, of Pew. I don't know what was going on with my phone. I know that I'm always attacked by Satan. I'm trying to do the Lord's work, not your work, Satan. Understand that and get away from me. I stop you with my feet. And P-A-U, I guess that's P-A-U, the family of the Pure Knights. Jasbeth, the family of the Jasbethites, and Shimron, the family of the Shimronites, families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered, of them 64,300 of the sons of Zebulun, of their families, of Seared, S-E-R-E-D, or is that Seared? The families of the Sardinites, of Elon, L-O-N, the families of the Elonites. My phone is acting up, saints. I'm going to stop at verse 26. Let me circle that so I will know where I left off. I'm circling 26 of Numbers 26. I am circling verse 26. That's where I pick up the next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, thank you very much for taking care of us and protecting us as always from the devil. He and his saints, who is messing with me right now. I don't understand why they are, but they are. Nonetheless, thank you for allowing me to come to you and bring this word, allowing me to come back. That's right. Sheep, I'm on Tuesday at 11 o'clock and on Friday at 5 p.m. So always follow me or listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you. The name of my program is Feed My Sheep. Now, of course, I have a couple of books that I want you to get from Amazon, The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. And I want you to know that the heathen holiday is coming up soon. Easter, you do not participate in holidays. They are located in Leviticus 23. And he does not have a holiday called Easter in Leviticus 23. Well, I'll see you all. I'm going to say that Jesus loves you. That's why he told me to feed his sheep. Oh, excuse me, I had to touch. And Jesus loves you. I don't know. Oh, I don't understand why that is. I'll see you. I will talk with you this coming Friday. Oh, Lord. I will talk with you all this coming Friday. I hope that you have learned a few things from what I've taught you today.
To love one another. another
song.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know
things that come up
forever in my heart.
The white man has copied his work.
We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful.